from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Cochrane born and raised Porcupine Bay State HR consultant and leadership coach Lisa Wilson releases her first book next week. Leading with Ease is based on a training program Wilson had earlier developed. She says a solid foundation for corporate leadership needs knowing yourself, creating a vivid destination for your team, knowing your role, and being able to discuss the tough stuff.
We have to be able to disagree if you're going to come to a good decision on anything. If you and your team can't disagree, you're not getting to the best choices. People are just following whatever you're saying.
Our full interview with Lisa Wilson and details on how to get a copy of the book are on MyTimmonsNow.com. The Iroquois Falls Cross Country Ski Club is asking you not to walk on its trails. Club member Jeff Fry says footprints are a hazard to classic skiers whose trails have one track for each ski. Planting a pole in a deep footprint can knock the skier off balance and result in an injury. It's a bit different, but still dangerous on the flat skate skiing surface with no tracks.
It's very easy for skiers to get tripped up as they're skate skiing if there's footprints and things like that in there as well.
You can walk on the snowshoe trails, but it's not as easy because the snow is generally deep and not packed down. The Judd family of Kirkland Lake now has 500,000 more reasons to like the Timmins and District Hospital. Carol Judd and daughters Kimberly, Christy, and Tammy won the Hospital Foundation's December 50-50 draw, worth a shade over $530,000. Carol is a regular player in the draw in appreciation for services such as MRIs and orthopedic surgeons. As we look at the history of this area, Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman tells us of a huge snowstorm in 1917. It wasn't measured, but it did stop trains from getting into town. One passenger train was bogged down in Englehart. It took 5 days to be dug out so it could go on to Timmins.
They discovered when they arrived in Timmins that somebody on that train had smallpox. So everybody had been stuck on that train with this person, so there was a little bit of a kerfuffle and people were panicked, and you know, it was kind of a sad kind of scenario.
Something to think about early in 2023 that kind of makes the storm we had on Christmas weekend pale in comparison. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.